My lab got our first indication of this when actually we were studying non-human primates. We wanted to find out what happens to a monkey's microbiome when they move from the jungle to a zoo. Does their microbiome change? Do they pick up new bugs? Do they lose some? Does it get better or worse? We tracked two different species in the jungle, and one in Vietnam, one in Costa Rica, and then we sequenced the DNA from their stool. This is how we study the microbiome in my research lab. And what we found in the DNA is that in the wild, these two species had totally different sets of microbes. It was like a fingerprint for the species. But in the zoo, they had lost most of that diversity and had acquired some other set of microbes. And so this was very curious. We've got these two different microbiomes. In the wild, picture a lush tropical rainforest living in the guts of these monkeys. That's the kind of diversity that we're talking about. Then in the zoo, they've lost diversity. Picture a rainforest that's been burnt to the ground and taken over by a few invasive species. That's more like the microbiome in a captive primate. Now, in the meantime, many of the animals in the zoo are not doing so well. They have issues with obesity, wasting, gastroenteritis, diarrhea, bloating, and some of them were barely holding on to their lives.